I don't have any special message or topic that I call this meeting, just that I want to, aside from the more formal general meeting in the temple, so if you have any questions or topics you want me to talk about, I mean, I know we're going to meet here, so we want to place. Personality of Godhead, who we are his now lost, separated spirit soul. So, as you know, the philosophy, Krishna wants us to return to him, and his method is that you don't do it just directly, but you do it directly through another devotee. Although there are many explanations of this, it's sufficient for us to know that that's what Krishna wants. Krishna wants us to go in that way. And that also means, therefore, that we're assured that when we serve the spiritual master, that that's how we serve Krishna. So we shouldn't ever forget that. And whatever is accepted by the spiritual master, that is offered to Krishna by him. that's why we say the spiritual master is via media or representative of Krishna. And this is this, the Vedic process since time immemorial. It's Krishna's liking. He likes to do that, to teach through the devotees. So he taught first to Brahma, and then he could have taught directly to everyone, but he had the disciplic succession go on. The devotees should do the work of teaching others and training others in Krishna consciousness, setting an example. And when the spiritual master does that, takes your offering and offers it to Krishna, he does it simply by going one step to his spiritual master. And then he does to his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada was always talking, Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur. It was like that. So we want to see whether our spiritual master is faithful to his spiritual master, then it's all, then everything is complete. Not that he has to himself show powers of God in order to be, that you convince he's a spiritual master, but that he's actually a disciple. And knows Krishna consciousness. Teach Krishna consciousness when you make your inquiry, and can guide you in a Krishna conscious way in your personal activities. The obvious dangers in such a relationship are there, that one could cheat people in the name of being a guru. And that's a great dilemma. If somebody gives his faith with great expectations, that I shall not do like everyone else and serve the material world and all the different pressures there. I'll give my life and energy and money and services to this person, and he'll give it to God. He's representative of God. Then we find out he does not represent God, Krishna, or his spiritual master. If he teaches something wrong, or behaves wrong, then we made such a big mistake. So it's a responsibility for the spiritual master to take disciples, and remains his responsibility. And then it's also a great responsibility to become a disciple. When you make your vows to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, to water the creeper, chanting, hearing, that's your responsibility to do that. But the risks are there, but the opportunities are very great. And if everything is in order, right, the disciple has got the right attitude, and the guru has got the right attitude, and is properly linked, everyone is properly linked, then it's a very sure, efficient method. And it's the method that Krishna says is the method, to finish up this material entanglement and gradually develop love of God, go back to Godhead. As Prabhupada always used to say, it's not a fashion. do this, other people are doing it, or it's Krishna consciousness is hardly a fashionable thing. But still, in a some way, somebody may take to it like that. But it actually means this commitment with the promise that if you commit yourself, then you get very great, great benefit. People that come into this room, they may misunderstand that we're worshiping a man, but it's not like that. All statues of Prabhupada, the murtis of Prabhupada. But because he's teaching Krishna, and Krishna is so glorious that even his humble servant, and even the shirt or the shoes of his humble servant is also connected to Krishna. So and Krishna has come to us in this form as his representative. So it is right that we honor and cherish these memories, remnants. But we should never think that it's the worship is going to the man as the spiritual master and stopping there. But it's going to Krishna. To the person. Therefore we see in Prabhupada's room not only pictures of him, but pictures of Krishna, Yasoda, Lord Chaitanya, and the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement, preaching. So, any of you have any questions or things you want to discuss? Yes.
Yeah, I just saw the story that Satyaraj told me. He told me that once he was in a room with Timur Krishna Maharaj, and the disciple who came in, and he handed him a glass of water, and there was kind of sloppy with drops all over. There was some water on the other glass. Timur Krishna Maharaj chastised him. He said, "Get up, go get me a new glass of water. I can't believe you did this." And so the disciple said, "Miss Ma," and he left. And then Satyaraj said, "Gurudev, why you're so hard on the disciple?" Gurudev said, "Not because I'm hard on my disciple, but I'm representing Krishna. And these people, my disciples, are ultimately going to Krishna, so they have
are also what?
Ultimately going to Krishna. So they have to treat the spiritual master with the utmost."
Just as if they brought the water in and splashed it on Krishna.
He said, "I don't care at all, but it's ultimately Krishna, so it's important to treat the spiritual master because actually we have to learn that because we're going to the world someday. We have to learn to
don't know how to deal with Krishna's servants, and how can you expect to deal with Krishna? story also indicates that it's not just that you do some functions, bring water, or any service that we do, but there's a way to do it. As mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, that you can give charity in the mode of goodness, or in the mode of passion, or in the mode of ignorance. So, for example, if you give charity in the lower modes, it's done with some expectation of reward, or you do it, but you're harsh, you didn't really want to do it. You give it to the wrong person. So it's not just I gave some charity, so what does it matter? But Krishna has to be pleased. So the service that we do has to be pleasing to Krishna, has to be pleasing to the spiritual master. By doing it in right, therefore we have different Vaishnava etiquette, but mainly should be with a humble, loving attitude, and from a disciple's point of view, a grateful attitude, and grateful that he's receiving knowledge that is setting him free.